my fellow Americans. I would just like to say now, as an expert on the subject, that WRCT Pittsburgh does not blow. Thank you.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
From New York, this is Democracy Now!
I state clearly, as Prime Minister of this great country, that the United Kingdom formally recognises the state of Palestine.
Oh. Effective today, Sunday, the 21st of September 2025, the Commonwealth of Australia recognises the state of Palestine.
In a historic move, Britain, Australia, Canada and Portugal formally declare their recognition of a Palestinian state. At least five more countries are expected to join this week as the United Nations General Assembly begins in New York. We'll speak with British Parliament member Jeremy Corbyn in London, Israeli peace activist Yonatan Zeigen in Tel Aviv, whose mother, Vivian Silver, was killed in the October 2023 Hamas attack. He's one of thousands of Israelis who've signed a petition to the UN supporting Palestinian statehood. We'll also go to Ramallah to get response from Dr. Mustafa Barghouti, General Secretary of the Palestinian National Initiative. Then, after the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, President Trump expands his attack on free speech and the First Amendment.
They'll take a great story and they'll make it bad. See, I think that's really illegal, personally.
We'll speak with Jamil Jaffer, director of the Knight First Amendment Institute at Columbia University.
The government is using all of the tools at its disposal to silence critics, to suppress dissent. It's a wave of suppression, I think, on a scale we haven't seen in the modern history of this country.
All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. Britain, Canada, Australia, and Portugal formally declared recognition of a Palestinian state on Sunday ahead of the United Nations General Assembly. This is British Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
Today, to revive the hope of peace and a two-state solution, I state clearly, as Prime Minister of this great country, that the United Kingdom formally recognizes the state of Palestine.
France and several other countries are expected to recognize Palestine this week, joining more than 140 countries that now recognize a Palestinian state. Hussam Zonlot, the Palestinian ambassador to the United Kingdom, spoke on Sunday.
We realize that the recognition itself will not stop the wheels of colonization and theft of land and oppression of our people. But the question is never, why should the UK and the rest of the world recognize the state of Palestine? The question is, why the UK has not recognized the state of Palestine until now? And the answer is where we are today. Because of the lack of this recognition, because of the lack of this foundational step, things have been left to fester all the way to genocide being committed in full view of the world.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu responded to the developments by saying a Palestinian state, quote, will not happen, unquote.